John and Charlie in the Morning.
Just feel good.
I woke up feeling this way.
WJVR.
Hey, we did some cleaning over the weekend, went through some of the toys that the kids have had in the past, and I want to ask you about this because
I know
you're going to have one or two of these that pop into your head. So we're going through the toys, and in one of the bins labeled, you know, toys for the nieces and nephews that are going to be coming along.
Yeah.
And then you have a list, a bin of toys, toys that need to be just thrown away or burned.
And you know what's funny is the kids don't want that stuff until they see it. They're like, wait, I like this.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You haven't looked for this in 2 years.
Please. I'm going to bring up specifically Transformers toys. I would say that the Transformer toys were the worst toys ever. They were terrible. Once you made them into the robot or made them from the robot into the airplane or whatever it was, they never went back. Boom, a piece would pop off and then you couldn't find it because a little piece of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a toy that sticks out in your head that you're like, I bought that for my daughter or my son. It was a horrible, horrible toy.
It was this duck with ducklings behind it. And when you pulled the string, it walked and quacked and waddled.
Yes.
And the ducks followed behind it. And it had this rhythmic quack, 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 quack. Like it was the way it was. But you'd walk by the toy box and this thing would go off.
Oh, it was one of those.
It was constantly. And it was so annoying.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to throw this thing, but they loved it.
They loved it.
And then when Mel came along, she loved it. And they'd pull it and it would sing this quacky song and it drove me crazy. I couldn't wait to get rid of it.
Yeah.
But that wasn't something I bought. I will say that the Little's Pet Shop.
Melody had those. Terrible.
Oh my gosh. Because they don't do anything. They're little figurines. They have like, they're dogs and cats or whatever. And you can buy a tub for them and you can, you know, put little pet shop and clean them up, or you can buy a case, but they were expensive. They were like $8 or $9 a piece, but they didn't do anything, and they were always all over my house.
This would really classify as a toy, but my kid wanted the Easy Bake Oven.
Oh, that never ever works right.
Yeah.
I, even as an adult, you know, you have to reach it. I would constantly burn myself. Constantly.
Easy Bake Oven.
The weird thing is you'd burn yourself, but it never cooked anything.
Yeah.
No, it never cooked anything, and my husband was always the guinea pig.
Yeah. Poor dad.
Mmm, tastes good.
Salmonella is great this time of year.
One time I burnt my hand really good on it. My daughter said, my older daughter, she goes, Mom, when are you going to throw that thing away? I said, today.
That's it. It's out. We'll put down the Easy Bake Oven as a bad toy.
Bad.
I'm telling you, those toys like that in the Snoopy snow cone machine—they
never work right.
Yeah, it just—you'd eat the Snoopy snow cone, and it would, like, my teeth hurt.
I had a baby alive when I was like 9 years old.
Creepy.
And, it cried, and you put food in its mouth, and food came out of its butt, and I hated it. It was like a real baby, and I thought it was torture.
And that doll is creepy looking.
Yes, it is. And so my mom wondered where it was, and I had tried to rip out the battery pack, and I couldn't. So I hid it in the bottom of the closet under all of my toys to try to make it so you couldn't hear it cry. My mom was like, I always felt like you should never have a child after we got you baby alive. I was like, yeah, I don't think I want one.
Now we know, keep her away from children.
Yeah,
oh,
seriously.
Goodness.
Sing, cry, pooped, everything. I was like, this is too real for me.
I remember that doll.
Good morning. I am calling because I want to agree with the previous caller about the Easy Bake Oven, but I've never told anybody because everybody else made it seem like theirs worked.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that someone shared that. It was that Easy Bake Oven, too.
No, let's bring it out into the open. Let's be honest. Nobody's Easy Bake Oven worked. And if they told you it did, they lied. They either put it in the real oven or they put it in the microwave.
Easy Bake Oven is junk.
Yes.
It feels good.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Hi, WJBR. Good morning.
Do you guys remember Thomas the Train stuff?
Oh, my gosh. My son totally lived and breathed that for years.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you ever watch the movie?
Yes, many times.
They're like mind bending.
Oh my gosh. And you know what? I think in my college years, if I would have watched it, it would have been a different experience.
Yeah.
Yes, totally different experience. It got to the point when my oldest son, who's 19 now, when he was like probably 2 or 3, we would hide the movie because we watched them so much. We would say, oh no, I can't find them.
Thomas movies. We got it. Terrible, terrible idea. Thank
terrible.
You for the call.
Have a great day.
Start your day with John and Charlie in the Morning on 99.5 WJVR.